The college campus has been long considered a place where debate and opinions can be exchanged as part of the learning process. Recent years have seen a change to the open-minded climate. Commencement speakers have been protested against and canceled. Guest speakers have been threatened with violence. And even classroom professors have insulted and belittled anyone who dared to speak up with an opposing viewpoint. The next guest heads an organization launched this past week which seeks to level the playing field, demand opportunity for all viewpoints to be heard on college campuses. The organization is Speech First. Joining us now is its founder and president, Nicole Neely. Thanks for being here today, Nicole.
Thanks for having me on.
And if you're assuming the obvious, you're correct. SpeechFirst.org is the website for the Speech First organization. I alluded to it, but I want to give you a chance to get more specific. What was it that was the among the catalysts that caused you to create Speech First?
Sure. I mean, it is impossible to go more than 24 hours without hearing some latest story of campus outrage, be it a speaker who was shouted down, a student who is making exorbitant demands, somebody who was can't go to school anymore because they express some unconventional opinion. Speakers who are disinvited. There are no shortage of horror stories. And as this is kind of, these have been piling up, it kind of bothers me. And I actually used to run a group called the Franklin Center for Government and Public Integrity. And it was a state-based investigative journalism organization. And a lot of our reporters around the country would write on these outrages. And they would also tell me about the problems they had in trying to write on this, how opaque it was to try and request documents from a college administrator. They'd hide behind privacy. They'd drag their feet. They'd obfuscate. And I thought, you know what, there's something going on here. I went to the University of Illinois, public college. You know, these are taxpayer-funded schools, these public schools. And it just struck me, this is a big problem. This is a problem that is getting worse. It is not getting better. I have a 4-year-old and a 3-year-old, so I suppose there's a little bit of selfishness. I would like this to be fixed. I don't want my kids to go to college someday and not feel like they can express their opinions or write a term paper that they believe in because they're going to be penalized or otherwise targeted.
I was thinking just how far some of these restrictions go. I mean, we've heard stories about, and it's not just speakers, students themselves, if they want to set up a table and hand out pocket copies of the Constitution, that's treated like they're wishing to incite violence on college campus.
Exactly. I mean, there are campuses that have created things called free speech zones, which is such a shocking prospect. This is America. America is a free speech zone. But there are places that will have a little taped off area or painted area on their quad or in between buildings where that's where you're allowed to hand out your information. Sometimes you need to ask permission or reserve in advance or get your speech cleared in advance to share information. And this is not, we're trying to share brainwashing, psychotic content. This is, it's the Constitution. We want to create a student group. No, you're not allowed to create a student group. We don't agree on your content. We don't believe in your principles. So to judge and evaluate student groups, based on what their content is just, it's so un-American. It's really horrifying.
There's quite a few colleges too, which if you want to bring out anything pro-Israel, show a documentary film, put a group together for funding to support some element of Israeli society, that you get the door slammed in your face. Want to do something pro-Palestinian, you can have the auditorium tomorrow if you want.
Yeah, just last week, actually, University of Virginia, there were some Israeli Defense Force alumni, veterans that were there speaking, and they were shouted down because they were hateful, they were racist, and it's just, I mean, I think one thing that people are forgetting in this whole equation is, what about the rights of the listeners? What about the rights of the people who want to go and hear and make up their own minds and maybe ask tough questions? Maybe they're not totally on board, but they want to form their own opinions. Those people's rights are also being maligned in this whole situation. Because as you said at the beginning of the segment, college is a place where you go to develop your mind, to sharpen your inquiry. These are supposed to be bastions of rational thought and inquiry. That is the foundation of a liberal education. Classical liberal education. This has its roots in the Enlightenment, and that is all going by the wayside because some people's feelings are being hurt, and that is appalling.
Talking with Nicole Neely, who is the founder and president of Speech First, speechfirst.org, the website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. This just came to mind because I've had this individual on the show a couple of times, Dr. Everett Piper, who was the head of Wesleyan University, a religious university in Oklahoma, had a student come up to him who was disturbed because of a teaching that made him feel bad. He was basically objecting to a verse in the Bible. I mean, that's I mean, I guess the term is that's how many snowflakes are out there. But it seems like if someone is there with an opposing viewpoint and you feel passionately about what your viewpoint is, wouldn't it be better for both sides if you had a exchange of those viewpoints, a debate, maybe even a slight argument, as opposed to what seems to be the quick trigger is to shut down the opposition?
Exactly. It we believe in the rational exchange of ideas. And honestly, if an idea is good, it's a marketplace, right? Your idea will withstand scrutiny. Maybe it will be made stronger by anticipating your argument, your opponent's arguments. And if something is very weak, then it dies in the vine. So this idea of just knee-jerk censoring, and on some level for things like alt-right Richard Spencer, white supremacy ideas, those are the kinds of things where when you drive them underground, it gives it, it makes it special. It makes it, it gives it this credence and this weight that it really doesn't deserve otherwise. And so to drive things underground and try to censor things, it's almost like the Streisand effect. Not only does it give it more attention, but it gives it importance that otherwise, I mean, those ideas are so easily swatted down that why would you even bother? Why would you want to do that? It makes no sense to me.
And plus, too, if you have the conversation, the debate, and discussion, each side might actually learn something from each other.
Exactly.
So what is it that you're looking to do as far as the methods and the mechanics with Speech First?
Sure. So we're a little bit different from some of the other groups that work on campus free speech in that we're set up as a membership association. And that's done on purpose because it's terrifying for a student to stand up for their rights on campus. If you decide to sue your school, it is time-consuming. It is lonely. You know that you're going to face retaliation probably from your fellow students as well as from faculty, as well as from school administrators. And at the end of the day, you still want a diploma from them. So this is going to make things very awkward. So I think a lot of times students just don't. They keep their head down. They close their mouth. They don't write the paper they believe in. They don't invite the speaker that they maybe want to invite. They just want to get out in 4 years. And that's sad. The default setting should not be, I'm just going to go along, get along. So we want to create a membership organization that by strength of numbers, by showing that there are hundreds of thousands of Americans who believe in free speech, to give those students confidence that, no, it is the right thing to do. There are people behind you who will stand with you if you choose to stand for your rights. And I'd also like to send a message to college administrators that there is an army of us out here who believe in the First Amendment, who believe in free speech. And if you don't respect that, then cross us at your peril because we're coming for you.
You know, much like what we've seen in Parkland, Florida, with the student bodies at schools throughout the state now, actually, too, but that concerning the Second Amendment. When a voice of any age gets together and becomes a voice of strength, then change can at least start to come about. And sounds like that's a similar idea you want to have in this case with the First Amendment.
Very much so. And this is not just for students. We want parents. We want alumni. We want concerned citizens. I want there to be an army of people who are able to show that this is something, this is an American principle. All of our other rights flow from the First Amendment. And if we surrender that, then everything else is lost. So I think it's such an important fight, and it's not a partisan fight. I mean, this is something that helps left, right, center. This is the First Amendment and the freedom of speech is the way that maligned groups and disenfranchised minorities have historically been able to get out their point of view and gain steam and gain supporters. So this is something that everyone should support and everyone should believe in, not just conservatives, not just liberals, not just progressives, not just libertarians. So I welcome all of your listeners to come. And if they want to go to our website and sign up, if they use the promotion code RADIO2018, we'll waive the $5 membership fee because right now I just want to build up numbers. I don't care about the money. I want the numbers.
And because of the way that Nicole said that the infractions on the First Amendment are going to be countered against, it is going to take money because obviously anything you do with the judicial system and the process that entails, funding is going to be necessary to do it effectively and to do it successfully. I'm thinking, too, when you mentioned alumni, to attract, well, first of all, to inform college alumni of to the degree that this is going on in their alma mater, that will hopefully compel them to join Speech First, because when it comes to the alumni, financially, and for many colleges, that's the wheelhouse. That's where they get a lot of their money from as far as donations.
Yeah,
You know, there's strength in the voice, there's strength in the money, too. And to put that at risk, put one at risk might help strengthen the other. So there could be
a risk. It's a big pressure point. Last year, the Virginia Tech University disinvited Jason Riley, who was a Wall Street Journal editorial board writer. And then they were, some FOIA requests showed that they were keeping track on social media and of the different correspondents from alumni who said, I'm not giving you, I'm canceling my football tickets, I'm really sick of this. They ended up re-inviting him because of alumni pressure. So alumni is definitely an important component of this.
So the welcome mat is being placed before you if you want fairness, discussion, debate, and true education that can only happen through discussion, debate, sharing of ideas. And Speech First is an organization that you want to become a part of, supporter of, and also provides you with a platform if you have been wronged and your First Amendment rights have been fractured and even prohibited. SpeechFirst.org is where you can find out more and become part of the empowerment and part of the solution of what is happening to a degree which you might not have even been aware of on college campuses at all levels, too, by the way. SpeechFirst.org, that's the website for Speech First. We've been talking with its founder and president, Nicole Neely. Nicole, thanks for providing this platform of empowerment for people for all the levels and all the degrees that it's going to be built on and expand to, and thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.